Chapter 13. "Let me hold it again," said Sean. Duff passed it across to him. "Hell, it's heavy."
"There's nothing heavier," agreed Duff.
"Must be all of 50 pounds.
Sean held the bar in two hands. It was the size of a cigar box.
"More."
"We've retrieved all our losses in 2 working days.
And some to spare, I'd say."
Sean placed the gold bar on the table between them.
It shone with little yellow smiles in the lantern light, and Duff leaned forward and stroked it. Its surface felt knobbly from the rough casting.
"Can't keep my hands off it,"
he confessed sheepishly.
"I can't either."
Sean reached out to touch it.
"We'll be able to pay Candy out for the claims in another week or two."
Duff started.
"What did you say?"
"I said we'll be able to pay Candy out."
"I thought I wasn't hearing things."
Duff patted his arm indulgently.
"Listen to me, laddie. I'll try and put it simply. How long have we got the option on these claims for?"
3 years.
"Correct. Now the next question. How many people on these fields have any money?"
Sean looked mystified.
"Well, we have now, and
no one else, that is, until Hradsky gets back," Duff finished for him.
"What about the Haynes brothers? They've cut open the Leader Reef."
"Certainly, but it won't do them any good, not until their machinery arrives from England."
"Go on."
Sean wasn't quite sure where Duff was leading.
"Instead of paying Candy out now, we're going to use this," he patted the gold bar, "and all its little brothers, to buy up every likely claim we can lay our hands on. For a start, there are Doc Sutherland's claims between us and the Jack Whistle. Then we're going to order a couple of big 10-stamp mills, and when those are spilling out gold, we'll use it to buy land, finance brickworks, engineering shops, transport companies, and the rest. I've told you before, there are more ways of making gold than digging for it."
Sean was staring at him silently.
"Have you got a head for heights?" asked Duff.
Sean nodded.
"You're going to need it, because we are going up where the eagles fly. You're about to be a party to the biggest financial killing this country has ever seen."
Sean lit one of Candy's cigars. His hand was a little unsteady.
"Don't you think it would be best to, well, not try and go too quickly? Hell, Duff, we've only been working the Leader for 2 days, and we've made £1,000,
Duff interrupted him.
"Listen to me, Sean. All my life I've been waiting for an opportunity like this. We're the first in on this field. It's as wide open as the legs of a whore. We're going to go in and take it."
The next morning, Duff had the good fortune to meet Doc Sutherland early enough to talk business with him before he began the day's drinking. Another hour would have been too late. As it was, Doc knocked over his glass and fell out of his chair before he finally signed away 25 claims to Sean and Duff. The ink was hardly dry on the agreement before Duff was riding out to Ferreira's camp to look for Ted Raynick, who held the claims on the other side of the Cousin Jock. Up on the Candy Deep, Sean nursed the mill and bit his nails. Within 7 days, Duff had bought over 100 claims and committed them to £40,000 in debt.
"Duff, you're going mad," Sean pleaded with him. "We'll lose everything again."
"How much have we pulled out of the Candy Deep so far?"
4,000.
10% of what we owe in 10 days, and with a miserable little 4-stamp mill at that.
"Hold on to your hat, laddie. Tomorrow I'm going to sign up for the 40 claims on the other side of the Jack and Whistle. I would have had them today, but that damned Greek is holding out for £1,000 apiece. I'll have to give it to him, I suppose."
Sean clutched his temples.
"Duff, please, man. We're in over our necks already." Stand back, laddie, and watch the wizard work. I'm going to bed. I suppose I'll have to take your shift again in the morning, if you're determined to spend tomorrow ruining us. Ah, that's not necessary. I've hired that Yankee, Curtis, you know, your sparring partner. It turns out he's a miner, and he's willing to work for 30 a month. So you can come to town with me and watch me make you rich. I'm meeting the Greek at Candy's Hotel at 9 o'clock.